Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Today is Thursday, March the 7th. It is the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. I pray your days on this fast, we're on day 20, we're halfway through, have been refreshing and transformative. And you sense the start of the shift. Lent reminds us that God speaks in dark places. Darkness doesn't necessarily signify negativity. In Lent, it can represent the unknown, the uncertain, and the difficult times we face in life. These dark places can be times of personal struggle, loss, doubt, or facing our limitations. While darkness can be unsettling, the Lenten message reminds us that God is present even in the darkest moments. The Bible is filled with stories of God's intervention during challenging times, from guiding the Israelites through the wilderness to Jesus himself enduring the darkness of the cross. God speaks in dark places. Maybe you are in a dark place this morning, a place of uncertainty. The future may feel shrouded in fog, leaving you questioning your next steps, your career path, or even your relationships. Doubt and fear can creep in, making it difficult to see a clear path forward. However, even in this darkness, God's voice can be heard. It may not be a booming pronouncement, but a gentle whisper reminding you of God's constant presence. God speaks in dark places. God did it in creation when God said, "Let there be light." God speaks in dark places. We don't need the great big rambunctious move of the spirit that we encounter in the four walls of the church, where everybody explodes and everybody is worshiping and everybody is praising God for God to speak. Sometimes the greatest words that we will ever get from God are in the twilight moments of our lives, in the twinkling lights of our lives, in the times that we are in a cave like David, like Elijah. God speaks during the quiet times. We often find ourselves drawn to the dramatic, seeking grand displays of God's power in our lives. We crave the rambunctious voice of God, the experience of being swept away by a powerful religious experience. However, the true essence of spiritual transformation often lies not in the spectacular, but in the quiet, intimate space within. I'm not talking about a passive state of inactivity, but a quieting of the external noise, the incessant chatter of the mind, the bombardment of sensory information, and the constant pull of worldly desires. By laying down these distractions, we create the space necessary to discern the subtle whispers of God's voice. This isn't about shutting down entirely, church, but rather realigning our perception. It's about transcending the limitations of our physical senses and opening ourselves to a deeper, more intuitive way of knowing. Imagine turning down the volume on a radio filled with static. As the noise subsides, a faint signal may emerge, becoming clearer and clearer and stronger with each turn of the dial. Similarly, as we quiet the external world, the darkness of Lent serves as a muting mechanism. By stripping away distractions and worldly concerns, we create a space for a deeper voice of God within to become discernible. This voice doesn't always come in thunderous pronouncements or even dramatic interventions. Instead, it may be a subtle whisper, a gentle nudge in the right direction, or a newfound sense of peace amidst challenges. Lent, therefore, becomes a training ground for spiritual discernment. As we engage in practices like prayer and fasting, meditation, we cultivate the inner stillness necessary to hear God's voice. In the quiet contemplation of scripture readings, the introspection of journaling, or the mindful reflection during nature walks, we become more attuned to the subtle ways God speaks to us. This heightened awareness allows us to navigate the dark places of life with greater clarity and purpose and a strengthened connection to God. Lent reminds us that God's presence is not limited to moments of joy and prosperity, mountaintop moments, but God is also present in the darkness, offering guidance, comfort, and the promise of a brighter dawn in the lowest of valleys. By embracing the quietness of this season and learning to listen beyond the noise, we can discover a deeper understanding of ourselves and our place in the world, ultimately emerging from the darkness, transformed and renewed. But if you insist on the noise, you risk drowning out the whispers of wisdom and guidance offered by God's voice within. Imagine yourself standing at the edge of a rushing waterfall, trying to listen to a faint songbird perched on a nearby branch. The roar of the water would likely what? Drown out the delicate melody, making it impossible to appreciate its beauty. Similarly, when we insist on the noise, we create an environment where the subtle whispers of God's voice become indistinguishable, hindering our spiritual growth and connection with God. And that's what I want to talk about this morning, the missed opportunity. The concept of insisting on the noise perfectly illustrates the story of Martha from the Gospel of Luke. Martha, in her eagerness to serve Jesus, became so caught up in the preparations and busyness that she missed an invaluable opportunity for spiritual growth. Martha's noise was the external clatter of activity, the bustling about, the preparations, and the potential anxieties about ensuring everything was perfect. This external focus drowned out the opportunity to connect with Jesus on a deeper, intimate level. It's important to recognize that Martha's story is not just about her specific situation. It serves as a mirror reflecting a temptation we all face, the temptation to prioritize, get this, busyness over stillness, external validation over inner growth, and control over surrender. In our fast-paced world, the pressure to be productive, efficient, and constantly on can easily lead us down the path of Martha-like busyness. We become entangled in the noise of our daily lives, neglecting the quiet moments essential for connecting with ourselves and with God. The story of Martha in Luke chapter 10 offers a valuable lesson about the limitations of movement without progress. Martha's busyness was rooted in the belief, get this, that external activity equated to spiritual merit. She diligently prepared the meal, ensuring everything was perfect, mistaking this outward movement for a genuine progress on her spiritual journey. However, true progress lies not just in doing, oh man, but also in being present and receptive. Let me talk about that for a minute. While Martha was physically present with Jesus, her mind was preoccupied with the task at hand. This constant movement, both physical and mental, prevented her from engaging in a deeper connection with Jesus' teachings and experiencing the spiritual nourishment that awaited her on the path of spiritual growth. The emphasis often falls on actions and behaviors. I got to do something. I got to be somewhere. We strive to live according to certain values, engage in religious practices, and contribute to our communities. I got to do something. I got to be somewhere. However, the story of Martha in Luke chapter 10 underscores a crucial yet often overlooked aspect of spiritual development: the importance of presence. The importance of presence. True spiritual progress isn't solely measured by the number of tasks completed or rituals performed. It's about being fully present in each moment with an open mind and an open heart. This presence, church, allows us to truly connect with ourselves, with others, and with God. Because when we are present, we become more mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, allowing us to identify areas for growth and make conscious choices aligned with our spiritual values. But Collins, is busyness always a bad thing? No, busyness isn't inherently negative. Having a purpose, engaging in meaningful activities, and contributing to society are all valuable aspects of life. However, the story of Martha reminds us that unchecked busyness can become a barrier to spiritual growth. That when our days are filled with constant activity and our minds are perpetually occupied with external concerns, we neglect the crucial practice of stillness and introspection. This lack of stillness can hinder our ability to connect with ourselves, with others, and with God. Well, what are the different noises that can drown out God's voice in our lives? It varies from person to person. Your noise may not be my noise, and the same vice versa. But they could be external distractions like social media notifications, constant busyness, or overwhelming noise pollution. They could also be internal distractions like negative self-talk, anxieties, or unresolved emotional conflicts. Recognizing our individual noises is the first step towards creating space for God's voice to be heard. Well, Collins, how can we balance the need for action and the importance of stillness in our daily lives? Striking a balance between action and stillness, church, is a lifelong journey. What is balance anyway? There is no one-size-fits-all answer, as the ideal balance will vary depending on individual needs and circumstances. However, some practices that can help, and I'll offer you a couple, scheduling time for stillness. Scheduling time for stillness. What does this look like? Waking up 15 to 30 minutes earlier. This allows you to ease into the day with quiet reflection before the busyness begins. A midday break. That is a mindful walk. Take a short walk during your lunch break and focus on your surroundings. Pay attention to the sights, the sounds, and smells, and appreciate the beauty of nature. How about this one? Technology free time. Set aside 30 minutes before bed to disconnect from all electronic devices. This allows your mind to unwind and prepares you for restful sleep. You can use this time for reading inspirational texts. Not texts on your phone, by the way, but books. Listening to calming music or spending time in quiet prayer meditation. So schedule time for stillness, but also mindfulness throughout the day. Listen, you have to be mindful of what you are thinking about, because when you are mindful of your thoughts, we gain a deeper understanding of ourselves. Mindfulness allows us to recognize emotional triggers and understand how your actions impact yourself and others. This self-awareness empowers you to make conscious choices aligned with your values and goals rather than being unconsciously driven by automatic reactions or conditioned patterns. So be mindful throughout today. Because when we're mindful, it does several things. One, it reduces stress. It improves decision making, and it also gives you a greater self-awareness. Church, by embracing stillness and cultivating mindfulness, we create space for God's voice to be heard even in the dark places of life. Whether facing challenges, navigating uncertainties, or simply seeking deeper meaning, these practices allow us to connect with ourselves, with others, and with God. By learning to balance action with stillness, we can embark on a journey of intentional living, fostering personal growth, and experiencing life with greater depth and purpose and peace. So let us cultivate the fertile ground of stillness within ourselves. For it is in the quietude that the whispers of God become most audible. Let us disengage from the incessant chatter of the external world, not to retreat completely, but to create pockets of sacred space where introspection and connection can flourish. When was the last time you took a deep breath and slowly released it? Before you grab that Mountain Dew or Coca-Cola or that Newport to ease your nerves today, I want you to practice breathing. I have an app on my watch that will alert me to stop and just breathe. Breathing is a stress reducer. When we're stressed, our breathing becomes shallow and rapid. By practicing mindful breathing, intentional breathing, we learn to slow down our breath and engage our parasympathetic nervous system. That's the body's rest and digest response. This physiological shift reduces stress hormones and promotes feelings of relaxation and calm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to speak proper this morning, but you know when you 38 hot, what's the first thing a caring person say to you? Hey, calm down and what? And breathe. Because mindful breathing improves emotional regulation. So today we are going to what? We're going to cultivate the fertile ground of stillness. And also we're going to embrace the quiet, not as an action, the absence of action, but as a necessary prelude to meaningful action. Let's seek the whispers of God in the darkness, for it is often in the shadows that the most profound light emerges, illuminating our path towards a life of meaning, purpose, and enduring peace. So welcome to the first day of the rest of your life. Yesterday is history. Ain't no need of stressing about yesterday. Tomorrow is a mystery. We ain't there yet. So all we got is right now. If you're new to the call, I want to welcome you. My name is Marcus D. Collins, and I get to lead an amazing group of people called Grace Community Church, and we are thrilled and delighted that you decided to join us in this sacred space this morning. So remember, church, in the quietude, God's whispers become most audible. Let's pray. Almighty and all-knowing God, in the quiet moments of this day, we come before you seeking solace and guidance. We acknowledge the constant hum of activity that surrounds us, the never-ending noise that can drown out the whispers of your presence. Forgive us, Father, for the times we prioritize busyness over stillness, neglecting the fertile ground for spiritual growth that lies within the quietude. Grant us the wisdom to recognize the distractions that pull us away from mindful connection with you, with ourselves and with those around us. Teach us, we pray, to cultivate pockets of sacred space in our lives. Help us find solace in practices like mindful breathing, inhaling and exhaling, reflective journaling, and moments of quiet contemplation just by simply walking outside. May we learn to quiet the external chatter and open our hearts to the subtle but profound ways you speak to us. We yearn to hear your voice, not in thunderous pronouncements, but in the gentle nudges, quiet wisdom, an unwavering love that guide our steps in the darkness of uncertainty and the challenges we face. Illuminate our path with the light of your presence. Father, for those who are in a dark place this morning, be with them. Offer them, we pray, a glimmer of hope to pierce the darkness. Ignite within them a spark of your unwavering love, a gentle reminder that they are not alone in their struggle. Grant them the strength to find solace, peace in the quiet moments, even amidst the storms. May they discover pockets of peace in mindful breathing, the comfort of reflective journaling, and the peace of nature. Help them to quiet the cacophony of anxieties and open their hearts to the subtle whispers of your presence. Guide them to recognize your love, even in the darkness, a constant beacon illuminating their path forward. We acknowledge, Father, that even amidst the challenges and complexities of life, that there is so much for us to be thankful for. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings we often take for granted, the warmth of the sun on our skin, the laughter shared with loved ones, the beauty of nature that surrounds us. Thank you for the breath in our lungs, the sense in our head, the strength in our bodies, and the resilience of the human spirit. We are grateful for the opportunities to learn and grow even from the struggles we face. So thank you for the chance to refine our character, deepen our compassion, and appreciate the simple joys of life. Grant us, Father, the wisdom to recognize the abundance that surrounds us even in the midst of challenges. So may we cultivate a spirit of gratitude, not just for the grand gestures, the mountaintop moments, but also for the everyday blessings that enrich our lives. Be with us today, Father. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Hey, listen, thank you so much for tuning in to the call this morning. I pray that it was a blessing to you. As always, the replay will be uploaded to our website in just a little while at gracechurchal.com. Hey, listen, I am praying for you today. I am rooting for you. So be mindful, be watchful, and be encouraged. Peace.